This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Well, many years ago, the Duke of Norfolk sent the King of England a priceless treasure. It was an expression of his appreciation for the king. It was known as the Portland Vase. It was a very rare antique that had been handed down from generation to generation. And because he wanted to share this treasure with the people, the king had this vase placed in the British Museum. Well, things didn't remain very happy because the chief servant of the Duke of Norfolk plotted to overthrow the Duke, and his plan was foiled. He was dismissed, but the servant vowed to get even with him, with the Duke. So he devised a scheme that he knew would bring great distress to the Duke and his household. So he came to the British Museum in London, and he found the Portland vase. And when all the visitors were gone, there was no attendance there, he climbed over the barrier, and with both hands he grabbed this beautiful masterpiece. High above his head he lifted it and sent it crashing to the ground. Well, attendants rushed to the scene, but this vase was shattered into 1,000 pieces. They swept it all up, and the king said, "Look, I want you to save every piece. This is a highly treasured gift. We'll search for someone who can repair this no matter what the cost." So the search began all over England for a craftsman who might be able to repair this beautiful masterpiece that was now broken in so many pieces. And eventually, in the north of Scotland, a man was found who could do the work. And he came to London, and for many months, piece by piece, he took the broken fragment and found its place in the original design and fixed it. Well, I think there's a parable here for the story of how Jesus came to the earth. The Bible tells us of how Lucifer, who wanted to overthrow the throne of God. But Lucifer, once a beautiful angel, was now a fallen angel, and he had plans to destroy people. In fact, we read that Lucifer, or Satan, is known as the father of lies, the father of evil. And he devised a plan, and he turned to God's most precious creation, that is, people, mankind. And he enticed our first parents, Adam and Eve, into sinning. So Satan would cause them to fall, and he twisted the truth. You can read that in the Genesis story, the first temptation there of man. And so this was a great deception. Satan, of course, destroyed the whole plan of God. But God could have thrown away the pieces there of broken humanity, if you like. But he didn't. He had some other wonderful scheme in mind. His treasure must be redeemed. And so he searched the universe for someone who could restore and rescue mankind to its original condition. And who would that be? Well, Jesus Christ, his son, was the one who paid for our redemption. He restored us, which meant that anyone then who was lost in their sin could be found, brought back to God through the redemption of Jesus on the cross. The Bible says in John 3, chapter 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. So here we have the wonderful God who flung the stars and the planets and the galaxies across the heavens, this wonderful God who clothed himself in the garment of human flesh. He became one of us. Through his Son, he died, Jesus, who died on the cross. And so we know that when Jesus did all these things, he was bringing lost people to himself. That's what he still does. Jesus said, "Come to me if you are weary and heavy laden." He said, "I'll give you rest." And Jesus made it quite clear that whoever will may come to him. So it's an invitation. We can come to Jesus and find in him restoration. We can find peace, and we can really find ourselves, even though we might be broken, as it were, like that priceless vase into 1,000 pieces. Well, Father God, today we thank you for your peace and your protection. We know that you are present with us wherever we go. We relish that fact of faithfulness, Lord, and the commitment, this solid commitment that you are there always for us. You could have left us broken, but you came to us. We don't deserve your grace, but we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.